It's a beautiful Sunday here, April 30th, 2017. And pardon my glasses, my sunglasses, but the sun is directly shining in my face, which I absolutely love and want. I just don't want the reflection in my eyes. And as I was tuning in and coming into this meditation, was the word compassion, and also kind of like a whole picture of what that meant or what it was in regards to. So I just wanted to start with that first before we go drop into meditation. And really, we are moving through our own layers of unconsciousness so quickly that it can feel more than overwhelming. Giving a perspective from, let's say, civilizations past, or even 150 years ago or whatever, it's like people may have chosen to grow in certain ways, or they may have chosen to bring love to the world. But it wasn't at this level of self-awareness that we are at now, in which energetically, it's as if all of our stuff is just being shown to us. And with the speed in which we are really seeing these patterns in our own personal lives, any of the darkness that's in our own personal lives, for example, it's also in the collective. And if you imagine all of these things in the collective have been buried forever, right? They've been there so long. So it feels like an unhealed wound is not just our own wound, it's a collective wound. And at the rate in which we are evolving and revealing to ourselves these wounds, we don't necessarily have the wherewithal yet on the human personality, level to have adapted this quickly to being compassionate at the same time. So instead, it's being, kind of shown to us on a soul level, and here it is, and here it is, and we're evolving so quickly. And then the personality is going, oh my gosh, I'm so wounded, or I'm so messed up, or I'm so ugly, right? And this is the area I want to take our meditation today, into the compassion for all of that, so that we can allow for that quantum leap, let's say, in our own ability to be compassionate for self, for other. So just allowing the what is of this moment, the joy of connecting, the discomfort of whatever is going on in your physical body, the undercurrent of stuff that's just kind of spinning, just allow and breathe into what is. Breathe into without examination or a desire to fix, just the absolute what is. What is going on in the world right now? What is unfolding for the collective right now? What is in your life right now? And with each breath, continue to unfold and allow your recognition of what is. So allow for you to just observe it. Allow the what is to simply be without the need to shift, to fix, to change. And allow the what is, the is itself, to be recognized as an entity, as an energy that is constantly moving, shifting, changing, that the is never is stagnant. It never is in a form that can be captured. Every sound, every breath, every movement is the is, but it's a completely different is than was a moment ago, a breath ago, a sound ago. So in this beautiful sweetness of is, in which is ever changing, ever moving, ever present, I invite you to breathe into the simplicity and the grandness of that. And in your next breath or two, begin to open your heart energetically with intention. To the concept or reality, whichever is easiest for you, of compassion. Open your heart to compassion. Let compassion completely meet you, embrace you. Become you. You can even breathe in a mantra, I am compassion. And now let this compassion, whether it's within you in only a suggested way, or if you actually can feel and resonate with that sense of compassion, let it expand outward with some more breathing. and let it surround the building that you are in, your home, completely holding space for every being in that home, in your space. Compassion for any of the animals or people in the home. Compassion for any plants or stones, crystals. Compassion for the four walls that surround you. Now allow that compassion to really anchor into the earth below you and begin to spread outward. And as it grows, you can imagine it as a color, as a frequency, as an intention, and let that compassion continue to blanket across your land, your town, your state, your country, your continent, the seas which surround you, and the entire planet. If there is a particular angelic being or archangel, ascended master that you resonate with as compassionate, call upon those beings or that being and imagine them completely encircling the planet with compassion, love, light, and absolute acceptance for what it is at this very moment. I want you to imagine those that are struggling on our planet, whether it be yourself or someone else or a whole group. And I would suggest picking a group, let's say. Maybe it's the homeless, the people who are enduring war, somebody who you associate with being needy or in some regards, let's say, a victim. And just bring those beings, that group, into your consciousness. And surround them with compassion. Their reality, their struggle, Now you can invite in perhaps anyone, rather than a particular group, anyone who experiences pain, suffering, the so-called imbalances in our world, unfairness, injustice, targeting, or hate, violence. Anyone who fits any of those, just invite them into this group that you are now offering this deep, sincere compassion. When someone is in pain or in some kind of place of being hurt, abused, neglected, simply honoring and recognizing their pain and their suffering and saying, yes, I see you. I recognize the pain from one compassionate being to another. Hold space for all of us to experience compassion. Deep breath. And now you can imagine the people who are, let's say, asleep, that are pretty unconscious. Maybe they're not overly suffering, but simply don't know who they are, the grandness of their soul, that are living life just going through the motions, feeling like a cog in the greater scheme of things that really has no true value. Maybe they are just numb. Maybe they don't feel their worthiness. Maybe they are working really hard to do their part and still experience an emptiness. They don't necessarily suffer or feel like victims. They're simply just kind of here, without that sense of purpose, of power. Invite them into your consciousness. And really open your heart to offering compassion to these beings, to those that are just kind of going through life without a full scope of awareness. We're likely wounded, but not overly wounded. You simply are just kind of in between. Not suffering greatly, yet not expanding or seeing or allowing their own grandness. Hold space and bring and intend absolute compassion without judgment, just a recognition of, yeah, I have compassion for that. I get that. I find where I am in those places too. Perhaps you'll notice a difference between your feelings or the energy in which the compassion, intention, experience was different, perhaps, from one group to the next. Simply notice if it was, and if it wasn't, simply go, oh, compassion. Now I want you to imagine all the perpetrators, the bullies. Of course, these are words. They may be judgmental words, but we're trying to discern how we feel about different situations and types of personalities. So maybe these are the ones who are the controllers, the suppressors, those who don't seem to have any compassion for others. Those who feel good when they hurt another, feel powerful when they use others to stand taller. Those who are acting in harmful, unscrupulous ways towards others, towards the planet, towards themselves. And I want you again to open your heart to compassion for these beings. Now remember, I'm asking for compassion. You're only invoking compassion, not understanding. Because sometimes our minds will never understand. And sometimes we can get to the point where we can offer both understanding and compassion. But this particular meditation, we are focusing purely on the gifting of compassion. Whereas the understanding piece is really for us. It's like, if I understand other, then I can offer compassion. So breathe into your heart. Allow that compassionate heart to open up as wide as it can without any knowing or reasoning or needing to understand, and simply saying yes. I am offering compassion to these wounders, perpetrators, murderers, rapists, abusers. Do your best to simply stay with it. Compassion. And if it feels a little tricky, call upon those higher beings to wrap their arms of compassion around you as you wrap your arms of compassion around these beings. Do your best to not judge, not try to understand. Staying fully aware of your capacity to offer as much compassion as you humanly can and to accept the assistance of these higher beings, being compassionate with you, supporting you. Now, with this imagination, whatever it looks like, holding compassion for the needy, for the victims, for the suffering, holding compassion for the sleepers, the unconscious. And holding compassion for the perpetrators, the suppressors. And now if you look upward to see what it feels like for your heart to open up and have compassion for what you perceive as source or the creator that creates through each one of these types of beings. Open your heart, again, not to understanding, but to compassion. For this frequency, for this impulse of source, creator moving through each and every one of the beings on this planet and beyond. And compassion may seem or feel a little odd to offer this great neutral creative impulse. Let's see what you can do to feel or experience that. And as we close, imagine yourself now stepping into this full offering of compassion with you, mixed in with all of these beings, that victim in you, that sleeper in you, that bully in you, that creator in you. Go back to allowing that absolute infusion of compassion to run through your entire system. And you may choose to stay in this bath, in this absolute bubble of love and compassion, unconditional love. There's no need to understand or justify unconditional love and compassion. For as long as you wish, when we are complete, and if you feel inclined to stay in that bath, to stay in a meditative state and allow for this to linger, for this to resonate, for this to soak into your cells for longer, then by all means, do so. And for those who are ready to come out and come back to this reality, you can intend to go on with your day, to go on with your thoughts, with compassion. And all I ask is that you just begin to come out of the meditative state, bringing compassion with you, moving your hands, rubbing your thighs, coming fully conscious into this moment, this body. Taking one last breath to really awaken and revitalize and ground out of the meditation. And with that, have an absolutely beautiful rest of your day. Blessing to you, love to you, and so much compassion for you.